With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. The Colorado Transportation Commission has approved a plan to spend $1.6 billion on some major road projects during the next 3 years. Scott Franz has more.
Almost 40% of the money will be spent improving the I-25 corridor along the Front Range. Drivers will start seeing new express lanes and wider shoulders. And the Mountain Corridor is also getting some attention. The state is looking at fixing a stretch of I-70 near Idaho Springs that is notorious for traffic jams. The Transportation Commission says all the road work will help prevent crashes. But the money isn't going to be enough to tackle all of the $9 billion worth of projects that have been sitting on a long waiting list. Colorado voters rejected a plan this month that would have freed up more money for transportation by letting the state keep their refunds from the taxpayer Bill of Rights. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Cities all over the country are now hosts to what's called dockless mobility, electric scooters and bikes that you can take for a spin and leave anywhere. Now, Aspen City Council is asking if they're a good fit for the city's own streets. Alex Hager has the details.
Dockless mobility has been heralded as a cheap and convenient way for tourists and locals alike to get around cities, but it's also drawn criticism for creating traffic danger and causing a mess when scooters are abandoned on sidewalks. The city has opened up an online survey and a space for public comment, where they'll be taking input until December 16th. The city will also host a public open house at the Limelight in Aspen on December 4th. Aspen will use that input to make a decision on dockless mobility in early 2020. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Governor Jared Polis unveiled an economic development plan that vows to help more communities shift from mining to renewables like wind and solar. Polis says the state will continue offering incentives to towns moving in that direction. As part of his new rural agenda, Polis also says his administration is committed to helping more rural communities get connected to high-speed internet and attract remote workers. Theater Aspen will host a special holiday cabaret series next month. Kristen Kay has the details.
The series features a cabaret company made up of Aspen locals and other artists who will sing holiday-inspired ensemble and solo numbers. The four performances will be held at a different restaurant in downtown Aspen and Snowmass each night. Theater Aspen is looking to expand its reach past its traditional summer performances at the Hearst Theater. The holiday events follow a similar summer cabaret series. Each evening includes dinner before the performance itself. Shows start December 15th. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Last week, Colorado regulators approved safety measures meant to increase protections when it comes to thousands of miles of underground oil and gas pipelines. The rules approved last Thursday allow the public to view maps of locations of flow lines. Those connect an oil or gas well to other pieces of equipment. The new rules also require more reporting when energy companies install or work on flow lines. Odorless gas seeping from an abandoned flow line contributed to a 2017 home explosion and Firestone that killed two people. An alleged white supremacist accused of plotting to bomb a historic synagogue in Pueblo is due in federal court today to face three charges. He was arrested November 1st after he accepted what turned out to be fake explosives from undercover FBI agents. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.